You know, often I've started a sermon with a question and I actually hesitate to ask this question because your mind might go every place else but to hear the rest of what I'm going to say. And the question is, how many warning signs do you see or hear in a calendar year? Because some you don't get every month. Some you don't get every day. Some maybe once. And some of these haven't happened yet this year. We talked about the police siren. We talked about if you have a rooster nearby, you can hear it cock-a-doodle-doo. If you have a dog, you hear the barking. And their barks are different, just like an infant's cry can be different. You know, they have a different cry when they're hungry, a different cry when they're angry or fearful. A different cry when they just want attention. And then they really tell you when you haven't given them attention, that cry just escalates. And so there's all kinds of sounds that we hear in our lifetime. You're in school and you have the fire alarm drill. And it's a warning. It's not a real fire. And so you have to do what the teacher says and what the protocols for the school are and where you gather outside and things like that. And they practice this so that when it really happens, you don't have to panic. Having grown up around the military are often drilling and practicing so that when something really needs to take place, when something happens, they don't panic. They're trained for that. I was a volunteer fireman in Nebraska. In Nebraska, in order to be on that team, you have to get certified. And there is a whole lot of training that goes on to get to be certified as a Nebraska State volunteer fireman. A first responder doesn't just read the book on first aid, right? They actually have to train and do that. But it doesn't have to be the emergency stuff. Think about it. When you've been going down the road and you got out of your lane, you're in the right-hand lane, and the shoulder has that groove in the pavement, and your tires make a different noise. And it's telling you, warning, you're about to go off the road. And then you know, you should know, you know, to get back within your lane and continue on. School buses turn on their flashing yellow lights and red lights. Warning, you know, kids are going to be getting off. And of course, the laws were supposed to stop. On the way to church this morning, the fire station between our house and here had a call, and so the fire truck came out of the driveway and a car went right in front of the fire truck as he's trying to exit the firehouse. It's like, do we ever not pay attention to the warnings? The answer is yes. But another response is we panic. A lot of things are made worse by our response to the warning signs. If there's ice on the road and you've happened to hit that ice patch and you overreact, right? Some of you who have lived in the north understand this. Some of you who stay off in the roads in the south when there's ice because you know everybody else is not trained for this. You know, you've seen cars because they turn the steering wheel the wrong way. The whole situation was made worse. If you jerk when you hit those rumble bars on the shoulder and you come over too far, guess what happens to the car next to you? You run into it. Well, the reaction that Jesus is talking about is how the people of Israel, when they were looking at the temple and Jesus said, this isn't going to remain standing. And they wanted to know, when will that happen? How will we know it's about to happen? What are the warning signs? And Jesus tells them some. You can see the list in the lesson for this morning in the gospel reading. It talks about wars, rumors of wars, pestilent famine. It talks about how the enemy, the armies, will camp around the holy city of Jerusalem. It talks about all kinds of things. And these things have happened in history because that temple in Jerusalem is destroyed. It's not left standing anymore. And yet Christ still has not come. Not in the way of the final day, the day of judgment. Not in the day of resurrection. We know that because we're here this morning. Because if Christ had come, I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. And yet, when the wars and rumors of wars and the famines and the tsunamis and the flooding and the storms and acts of violence happen, so often our hearts are pounding so fast we think they're going to jump out of our body. So often we're frozen in our footprints and it's like we can't function or can't even move. So often we can't even talk. It's like our chest can't even get air into it because the dread, the fear is so great. We would use the phrase, it's crazy or it seems insane. So what does God say we get to do? The gospel reading and the Old Testament reading encourage you to look through, not to ignore, okay, the warning signs, but to look through them to behold your God. To look past, not ignoring the human things that we need to do, but to know the things that God does do and will do and all that he has promised. It is the message to look at in the gospel. It is the message to look at the cross, the empty tomb, the ascension, and the promise in his word, his return. For in the scriptures, it reminds us that the Bible says, even though I die, yet I shall live. Remember that one? Or Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Or, you know, I have gone to prepare a place for you. Those are the verses of comfort and empowerment that help us deal with the ugliness in the life in the world around us. It doesn't mean what we go through is easy. It means what we go through is not our defeat. But what Christ brings is our victory. There's all kinds of ways, and I've had my days and you've had yours where it's hard to breathe and you wonder what next and how are you going to get through this? And yet when you come back to the scriptures, when the Holy Spirit brings to remembrance the things that he's put on your heart, it helps you to breathe. It helps you to live in Christ. It helps you to know there's something greater than the crisis or crises, the plural. Because sometimes it's not just one thing in our life, is it? It's a whole combination of things. It helps us to hold on to the promise of victory that we have, and it's the last verse of the gospel. Would you please turn to that? Okay? It is now verse 28. See that? I would like us to read it together. Are you ready? Okay. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. That's the answer. When you're going through hard times, when the world seems to be falling apart, when governments fail, when nations war, when disease is rampant, when the weather seems to just bring its fullness of its power of destruction, when any one or all of these occur, God says, don't faint. Don't give up hope. He reminds us, when these things begin to take place, this is what you get to do by faith. You get to straighten up. In other words, you're ready. You get to raise your head, look to God, and know that your redemption is drawing near. Isn't that cool? That's better than cool. That's awesome. It's great all that our God does. In the name of Jesus, amen.